Good morning. Partly cloudy skies, a little bit of sunshine showing here outside our studios at the corner of North 3rd Street and Washington Street in downtown Wausau. Temperature currently stands at 32 degrees, even freezing 32. I'm Chad Holmes. The time is 9:07. It is our number two of the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, for this time of year, December the 7th, very mild, very pleasant conditions out there. In fact, we're expecting a very unusual December the 7th. But what can we expect as we get past today, towards the weekend? Well, to find out if you have those outdoor activities for the weekend, to what we're going to get weather-wise, we're joined from Weatherology by our meteorologist, Jennifer Vucicki. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
Again, it's just a beautiful start here in central Wisconsin. Seeing the sunshine, temperatures very mild. It looks like it's going to be that kind of day, isn't it?
It is doing well, yeah. I mean, we're looking at that warm front pushing through much of the central plains and upper Midwest today. Sunny skies, highs getting up right around about the mid-40s. We normally should be around about the lower 30s, so quite a bit above average for the day today. It looks like a slight little breeze at times, but it doesn't look like too much more of a breezy day coming in for your Friday. Tonight, we'll see mostly clear sky conditions, overnight lows right around about 35. For your Friday, though, looks like a similar day, actually. Sunny skies, a little bit more on the breezy side. High gets up around about 46 degrees. Then cooling down for the weekend as a cold front comes in. We have a chance for some rain and snow mixing in the morning Saturday. And then we'll see mostly cloudy skies for the day. High gets up around about 37 degrees. Slightly below average here by Sunday. Partial sunshine, that cold front fully pushes through. High gets up around about 29 degrees. Then just a couple degree warmer temperatures here on Monday. More of an average day, though. We'll see sunny skies to start out the new work week with a high around about 31.
Generally quiet again, as I think some folks looking for some snow to get the winter activities underway. Generally, it just appears to be pretty quiet around here, isn't it?
For the most part, yeah. Like I said, slight chance for a chance for some rain and snow mixing on Saturday, but it's really not going to be amounting to too much. So fairly dry forecast.
Okay, Jennifer. Well, again, thanks for the information. Have a great rest of your Thursday, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Thanks so much. You too.
That is Jennifer Vucicki, our meteorologist from Weatherology. And right now, again, in downtown Wausau, temperature stands at 32 degrees. Again, seeing the sun shines. A few clouds out there, but again, mostly sunshine right now, 32 degrees. The winds are out of the east at 5 miles per hour, so a wind chill factor of 27. The dew point is 28 degrees, relative humidity of 85%, the barometer at 29.77 inches, and a visibility of 6 miles. It is December the 7th. Coming up later in the hour, of course, we will have our daily history lesson, let you know about this date in history, but I think to start things off, December the 7th, a day that will live in infamy, Pearl Harbor Day, going back to 1941, the attack on Pearl Harbor got the United States into World War II, and I'm sure for many families, there's that connection. My grandfather was was in the Far East for years during World War II, was honored for his service, and I'm sure many other families have got similar stories in their family tree. So, again, it was an incredible time in the world's history, and we'll talk more about it coming up later in the program. Coming up in just a few minutes, in about 10 minutes or so, we'll be talking Wisconsin sports with Paul Miklik, normally on Fridays, but this week we're moving it up a day. In fact, I think we'll do it again next week, moved up a day as well, because the next Friday will be the Win Brockmeyer Award ceremony Friday morning, so going to have to do a little bit of shuffling with our scheduling. But Paul Miklik coming up next. We'll talk about, again, what's been an interesting time in Wisconsin sports, and, again, positive times in Wisconsin sports. And we're very fortunate to have some very good teams to follow, and we'll talk about that coming up. Also, would like to, again, say good morning to my in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
I don't know. It just feels like right now we are moving so quickly. I mean, even if you think about the holiday season, I mentioned old Saint Nick coming to town over the weekend. Every day goes by so quickly. Every week goes by so quickly. Every month goes by so quickly. Every year goes by so quickly. I need it to slow down. Does it feel that way? Because I know, as I've noticed, as I get older, it just seems like everything's going quicker and quicker. For you, you're a bit younger than I am. Am I just crazy, or does it seem like it's going pretty quickly for you? Because it's hard to believe to me that we're almost through 2023. We're almost to Christmas. It also doesn't quite feel like Christmas because you look outside and it's sunny and it's going to be 40s today. It just doesn't feel right, does it?
It does feel like it's moving a little fast, but every once in a while I just have to take a few moments to breathe and just try to clear my head. And you know, time moves fast, especially when you're busy.
When you're not doing
anything,
it
goes by slower.
I think I agree, and I've been like, got another game tonight. Just running, and then you know, it's like I'm thinking tomorrow I got another one. Then Saturday do Sully's show, then go off to Kekana for a basketball game in the afternoon, then back to Mosinee at night for a hockey game. It's like, somebody hit the brake pedal once in a while. But
busy season.
Are you somebody that shops early for Christmas, or are you somebody that?
Yes, I make sure I shop early, so I have enough time to get something for everyone in my family, and make sure I wrap them, and make sure or that I. Well,
have you done any so far?
I should say this on the air, but I spend a reasonable amount of money.
Have you done any shopping yet, or are you still?
I have not. I'm probably going to do some shopping this weekend.
Okay, well, good luck on that. I'm a procrastinator, always procrastinating. It's just in so many different ways. I procrastinate with my laundry and with my shopping. It's like, you know, it's just craziness. But
yeah, the nice thing about our family is that as we've gotten older, we don't really need a lot of stuff for Christmas. I mean, most of our gifts are some nice clothes and some food and just, you know, stuff that doesn't like require a lot of money. And it's more about just getting us all together.
Absolutely.
We get pretty busy in our lives, and sometimes it's hard for us to even get together around the holidays. So I'm very grateful for all the time I get to spend with my family.
Terrific. Again, good to have you on board here this morning.
Happy to be here.
Tonight, don't forget, we do have high school hockey. It's, again, in Central Wisconsin, it's one of my favorite events. I just really love it, and I think anybody that would go to it, it's so much fun to see all the high school communities come together in one place. It's the Marathon Cup Hockey Tournament. As I've been talking about this year, the tournament is being held not at Green Heck Fieldhouse, where it's been held for the past quarter century or so, because of construction going on over at DC Everest in the area of Green Heck Fieldhouse. The tournament will be played in two locations. Tonight, the semifinals at Marathon Park's Ice Arena, and then the consolation round and the championship round will be played on Saturday at Mosinee Rec Center. And tonight, the first semifinal, 5:30 p.m. opening faceoff. Mosinee will take on East Merrill United. So that's the first semifinal, Mosinee against East Merrill United. And then the second semifinal, after that, approximately 7:30, Wausau West and DC Everest. And the second game we will have live, the Warriors and the Evergreens, right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And then again, on Saturday, the consolation round will be at 5:30 and the championship round at 7:30. And again, whichever game the Warriors are in, we will have right here on Bow Falls Radio. But again, it's so much fun to see the students and the families and the fans and the communities from Wausau West and DC Everest and Wausau East, Merrill and Mosinee all coming in and packing the place. And it's going to be interesting tonight to see all those schools and all those communities in a very small venue. venue. The Marathon Park Ice Arena, not the largest of all venues, but boy, when it does get packed, it gets loud, it gets exciting, and it really is a lot of fun. So I would encourage you, if you have some free time tonight or free time on Saturday night, I said there's a lot of things going on, of course, each and every weekend here in Central Wisconsin. But if you're looking for great fun at a great price, and I've said this as well, whether it's hockey or whether it's basketball, football, whatever sport it is, and even if it's theatrical productions, you get so much more than what you pay to get in. I mean, the prices are so low compared to, you know, other activities that you may partake in. So if you have that opportunity, you know, take advantage. Make sure that you take advantage. And it's also great to support the local students, the young people of our area. And that's one of the things that I've tried to do, you know, with my position, try to get young people on the air. Like last night, we had another student athlete, Jesse Napgesic from Wausau East High School, a junior that is part of the Lumberjack basketball team. And he has been just outstanding. So, again, if you have the opportunity, get over to the Marathon Park Ice Arena tonight or the Mosinee Rec Center tomorrow night for the Marathon Cup Hockey Tournament. If you can't get there tonight and you want to catch the Warriors and the Evergreens, again, we'll be on the air at approximately 7:20 for the pregame show and 7:30 for the opening faceoff here on WXCO. Sports-wise, last night, a good win for the Marquette Golden Eagles. Boy, they bounced back in a big way. They fell to the Badgers in Madison on Saturday and then fell to number 8 in the national rankings. They played host to number 12 Texas last night, and after a bit of a slow start, Marquette fell behind 14-3, but then came roaring back and won by 21 points in a game that was probably not even that close. So Marquette, good bounce back for the Golden Eagles. Of course, Wisconsin playing well. They beat Michigan State earlier in the week. The Bucks getting set for their in-season tournament semifinal in Las Vegas at an odd time later today. It's an afternoon game against the Indiana Pacers. So the Bucks playing well. Packers, of course, right now in a playoff spot. You got a little bit of time to wait for the Pack because normally you'd have to spend most of your Sunday watching the Packers, but they're part of Monday Night Football this week, taking on the New York Giants. So, again, lots of good news when it comes to Wisconsin sports, and we're going to delve into Wisconsin sports coming up next. We'll be joined by Paul Micklick as we continue here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO 921. Can you feel the excitement? Wade Miley is coming back to the Milwaukee Brewers. And the president of the Wade Miley fan club, and it's a proud position because he did such a great job for the Brewers this past season, Paul Mickley, before even everybody else knew that Wade Miley was truly a top-tier major league pitcher, you were on the Wade Miley bandwagon.
I love that guy.
Yeah, and
he just comes out.
There's reason to do it.
His goal this year, he said, was to get 30 starts in. He had 23 last year. Oh. He said he wants to get 30 starts in. You know what the crazy thing is? Signing Wade Miley might seem like nothing, but I think, honestly, it means they're not throwing in this year.
Tearing it down completely.
Why would you sign that?
You don't pay a 37-year-old guy decent money
yep.
if you're not planning to compete for at least a playoff spot. Correct. At the start, saying, hey, this is our plan for this year. And then obviously things can change as you get towards the summer. But no, I, and again, and you look at any sport, Major League Baseball now. I mean, man, in the day when I was growing up, the Brewers had some great teams. They won 93 games. They won 95 games in 78 and 79. They won 90-plus games in the 80s when they had that great start. I think it was 87, and they finished a couple of games behind Toronto. Again, back then, you had one division winner, four playoff teams total. And I can only imagine what the plans would be now. And that was in the era. People weren't talking about tanking all the time. Yep. I mean, it's like, I hate that talk. But nowadays, so many teams make the playoffs. All you have to do is win. Well, Arizona made the World Series. How many? They won 84 games, yep. I think. There's no reason to. I mean, yeah, you see some of these teams, and grudgingly, I'll say it's worked for Houston when they tanked so bad, yep, for 3 years, and others as well, even Baltimore, now the much better. But boy, I don't have the stomach for that. I just really don't.
But even because it's a little tougher in baseball too, because when you're tanking, what do you? You're just tanking for the money. You're not tanking, yeah, for the draft picks. Those draft picks, you might not 10 times, yeah, don't even come up through them. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not quite like football or basketball, right, where you're hoping. I mean, you're tanking for a draft pick? I mean, that might be playing for you in 7 years. I mean, that's – or 6 years. I mean, the thing is, they have a guy – I actually saw him. I didn't think he was that good. But down in Nashville last year, Josh Gasser. Now, they could have easily said, Wade, bye-bye, and have him be – the top, one of the top five guys. Right. And right now he's the sixth, maybe even seventh guy, which means they're still holding out hope for him. And that's one of their top prospects with the pitching. You don't sign him if you are not going to say, hey, you know what? We're going to give Murphy a chance to coach this team and see what he can do. So that's a good sign.
What about this kid they signed to the 8-year contract? Churio, is that his name?
Yeah.
Obviously that's proactive. And it's, from everything I've read, it sounds like a good deal for Milwaukee, because if he does turn out to be the kind of player that they're hoping he is, he's going to leave a lot of money on the table.
Correct. I mean, but let's be honest, if he does come out, and those things kind of are silly sometimes, aren't they? Those long-term contracts. I mean, I want to know a person that actually finishes one of those contracts.
They do.
They tweak it though. I mean, they a lot of the times, don't they?
I mean, Atlanta signed up like three or four of these kind of guys, and they're all overperforming these contracts, and they haven't touched them.
Really?
No. I mean, there's no. I don't think we see very.
So it's not like basketball and football. You're saying?
No, I don't. I have not seen any. I don't know what the rules are in baseball, but I don't recall any of these guys who have signed these. And this is not a new thing. This has occurred a number of times. May have to do a little more research on it, but I don't recall any of these guys. I know there's like three Atlanta guys. They did some incredible job of telling these guys this is a great deal,
yep,
and they've all been just blowing away the contracts, but none of them have signed the new deal. So
that is a good sign. Then that's a steal for the Brewers.
Yes.
If you're not going to change it, come year 6, 7, and 8,
right,
and re ante up, so to speak,
pay a market value.
Yeah, I mean, because.
But again, it does give security for a whatever 18, 19, 20 year old guy that, you know, for 8 years or with a couple of option
Ooh,
years.
Are
as
you
well.
Changing here a little bit?
No,
you
no,
saying it's a lot
no,
of money?
No. I'm saying that, you know, I can see why somebody who may come from a poor background, but no, I would not have done it. No, not in a million years. If I'm this young man, I think
you wouldn't have took that much money.
No, I would have trusted that I'm going to make a lot more money than that. He's going to, when we do this in five, 6 years, we're going to be saying, I'm going to remind you, remember back when we talked about it? And people are saying, man, the Brewers got an incredible deal on this.
Okay, well, they also said this, I mean, to play devil's advocate here, they also said Yelich was a steal at the time. And has it been a steal?
It hasn't been a disaster.
No, but it hasn't been a steal either.
No.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, I think, a lot of the times, it probably works out, too.
Probably
but
does.
In the middle. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know.
You got to look at that.
And the thing is, you're not a loser when you're getting, you know, 8 figures, ultimately. I mean, even...
You think?
Yeah. I mean, I'm thrilled when I get 5 figures.
Yeah, so that's why I don't think that you would complain if,
but again,
if you...
No, but I look... Hey, I look at things very deeply.
Yeah, you the value. You're looking at value. But what the key thing is, he can start. They don't have to play games with when they start him in the major leagues.
That is true.
That's the key.
I read the article, an article as well, talking about now he's probably going to be, you know, opening day, play every day. They were going to play games if he doesn't have this contract. And, you know, that's just the way it is. You don't, and you can either like it or dislike it, but for the team, having that extra year of team control is worth it.
and that's why I think that for the kid it's huge too. So now he can just get done. It doesn't have to worry about those games.
You're
now
right.
He can come back there and go, hey, you know what? I'm gonna be in Milwaukee opening day, and now that gives. I mean, the Brewers they said it was gonna work themselves out, but they got like six outfielders now.
I know. Huh?
That's way too many. One of those guys, if not two of those guys, will be moved before the.
And I remember. Early in the offseason, there were rumbles that maybe a guy like Yelich could be involved in a major deal. You know, even maybe Yelich and Corbin Burns in the same deal. It was like there was a proposal. Again, this is silliness at times. But, you know, with Atlanta saying, okay, they could use another arm or something like that. And then you have Yelich who may be able to fill a slot that's, you know, a leadoff spot. But who knows? You're right. I mean, I think that you're right. There's going to be some activity between now and the start of spring training.
They can't have the same guys. I mean, you got Mitchell, Weimer.
Murphy would have a major headache.
they have six guys out there.
Yeah.
And I think you want depth, so I'm not saying you don't want four or five, but you can't have six.
And the thing is, you can make this work that, you know, and make them a better baseball team too, because it's good to be able to trade from a position of power as opposed to a position of desperation.
And maybe they pick up another pitcher. My guess is something in that realm of possibilities. I mean, they're still playing small ball, so to speak, or cheap ball, whatever you want to say. Yeah. When they picked up the New York kid guy, that he was a high draft pick,
right.
And they're trying to fill holes with guys that they're.
And they've done that in the past where it's actually worked out pretty well. So
really well.
We have to wait and see. Got to take a quick time out, then we'll come back and talk about in-season stuff. We're talking hot stove here. No. It's not, a lot of good stuff going on with the winter sports. So that's coming up here on Bull Falls Radio. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, talking sports with Paul Mickley. We normally do it on Friday, but I guess we'll have to do it Thursday next week as well.
Yeah, we'll be together.
You got the Brockmeyer across the street here Friday morning.
That's a
really
nice trip for you.
I know, it's like right across the street.
Yeah.
Literally. I mean, just one, no element issues for me.
No. It could be snowing, and yeah, you're still going to make it.
I'm still going to make it, as long as I don't slip on the road. But good to talk to Paul about Wisconsin sports, and something you said to me last night. We're in a good spot here. You got the Packers red hot, now in a playoff spot. The Badgers got the gift of a January 1st bowl game. Wisconsin, as we talked last week, they got the big win against MU, and then I think he had just as big a win at Michigan State on Tuesday, and MU bounced back beautifully against 12th-ranked Texas last night, I tell you. And then the Bucs are 15-6 and playing for this in-season tournament championship. Yeah. It's a pretty good time, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it's crazy how it goes in, up and down, you know, and because we talked 3 weeks ago maybe, When Wisconsin played Nebraska in football, okay, that they were close in that first half, not even making a bowl game, all right?
Yeah.
At that time, Wisconsin just lost to Providence in basketball.
Yeah. 1-2.
1-2 looked awful. The Bucks, they were complaining about, you know, they don't play defense or whatever the case may be.
Well, they still don't play defense.
And they're fighting with, they don't, but you know what? A veteran group, I'm going to tell you this right now, a veteran group like that, I guarantee you they're going to play defense when they need to play defense.
You're right.
So going through all this time, you know, Marquette was a team that was hot, and they still are hot. They're still a tremendous team. But you look at all the situations, you're going to have ups and downs. But come this Saturday, Wisconsin's playing the number one ranked team in the nation, in Arizona, in basketball. The Bucks play in the semifinal tonight. I mean, what as a Wisconsin fan, Marquette just beat the 12th ranked team last night. They... bad. The Packers, who, if anybody actually thought they'd be in the playoff hunt this year, I guess you got to look at the schedule with that, because the schedule has dictated that it's been very easy schedule. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, the crazy thing is, they won the two games that were probably the two most difficult games on the schedule. But think about this, where we're at, nobody can be playing. Nobody.
No. 3 weeks ago, the Packers were three games behind Seattle.
Now
they're ahead of Seattle on the tiebreaker, which is amazing. You know, it's like they 3 weeks ago, it was about, you know, setting things up for the future. And then all of a sudden, and then last week's game against Kansas City, that was an impressive win. I mean, I don't want to hear you complaining about officials again, though, after that mugging at the 5-yard line late. But at the same time, that happens. I mean, it is. It happens.
It happened before that when they called a 15-yard penalty
exactly.
on the Packers.
So, again, people complain about it. Yep. But generally, the game itself, I mean, it was an odd game because in the first half, long drives. And that was, and you've done this in the past where you're playing high-powered teams. You milk it. You move the sticks. You use the play clock. I thought the Packers did that expertly on Sunday night.
Tremendous. I mean, the game plan these last couple of weeks, I just thought that they have been so well coached, top to bottom, offensively, defensively. I don't know. Maybe their defense is not the best, but they got a couple stops when they need to have a couple stops, and tip hats off to them.
And getting the threes instead of the sevens. I mean, that is so vital in this era of the NFL, because in the first half, I mean, KC went down the field, got it inside the 10, 3 points. Drove it down into the red zone again, 3 points. That was probably where they, in a lot of ways, won the football game.
Four possessions, two each. Packers got 14 points. They got six. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're right. That is the game. I mean, it was the final score was 8 points. That was the difference of the game. And you got to give them credit that they're doing that. Mm-hmm. And that is what I'm not a fan of Mr. Barry there. but at the point in time, because I'll tell you this right now, anybody that doesn't like him, guess what? Get used to him, because he's going to be back next year.
At this point. But right now, again, it's looking good. This game Monday night, last week when we talked, I said I had a good feeling about Kansas City. I don't have a great feeling about this game. This feels like the kind of game that could go the other way to me. Am I crazy in that respect?
I think this, I mean, a trap game, so to speak.
The old trap, yeah.
You're going to New York. They got a new coach. They got problems over there. I mean,
are they the third quarterback? Tommy DeVito.
And they're keeping him in there. The second one guy is going to be off the injured list this week.
Well, they could pick up Tim Boyle now.
Yeah. How is that working out for Rodgers, by the way? Tim Boyle. He wants all his buddies there.
But he got cut. Did you see that?
Yeah, I know. And then,
starting and then cut. And you know who they brought in? Remember that guy that played for the Rams
against the Pats? Yeah.
That guy was terrible.
He was worse than Tim Boyle. I don't know about that. He has to be. That guy was terrible.
But basically, I think you probably couldn't tell the two apart. You put him in a uniform.
You might as well bring nobody in, because I don't know what the difference is going to be. I don't know why you would even cut Tim Boyle in that situation. I honestly think it's kind of a thing like, hey, you know what, Aaron? You're not running the show here. Because why wouldn't you just keep Tim Boyle?
Well, you look at, I mean, what can, again, I haven't even noticed. I can't tell you, but has Randall Cobb done anything there?
And they were talking about Randall Cobb during the game, and I was thinking to myself, why are we talking about Randall Cobb?
What about Alan Lazard? They've been complaining about him all season long. Because you know
he was
why?
Inactive one game.
Because you know why? Because only one guy can make Alan Lazard look like a good wide receiver. And it happened to be Aaron Rodgers. Because even with Green Bay, when people said, the thing was, he never separated.
No, he was the king of the 5-yard touchdown.
As he would just somehow, you know, the ball would magically somehow get to him when he was well covered.
Yep.
And he turned it into an incredible contract, which was, again, you and I, if we were the general manager of an NFL team, would not have given Alan Lazard that contract. I'm sorry.
No.
I mean, I don't understand why the Jets, was it all about, again, saying, well, we got to really close the deal with Aaron here. Get his guys. That's the only thing I can think of.
Well,
because they did sign Lazard before they got Rodgers.
Correct, and they were trying to, but they also signed the Hackett too before.
Boy,
you know what I mean?
Does he look like a hack or what? That
and
offense.
By the way,
is,
Sean Payton looks a lot better, doesn't
I know,
he?
But that offense is. I mean, I know Aaron Rodgers was the whole hub of that operation. And again, we're getting off target.
Yep.
But at the same time, you can't be that bad.
I mean, they're bad.
I mean, it is awful. That's as bad an offense we've seen. And their defense has given up like 44 points, I think, in the last three or four games, and they've lost them all. I mean, their defense is great.
Yep. And that's going to, those guys are still going to get their money. It's going to be interesting. It's hard to keep teams together.
Yes.
So how are you going to keep that defense together?
Yeah. You're exactly right.
Because those guys are going to get paid.
There is what we call a window.
There is a window, and their window is becoming very, very small. It'll be interesting to see what happens at the end of the year. There's no reason that Aaron Rodgers plays the rest of the year.
No, not at all. I mean, and again, the guy plays America like a fiddle. I think he loves being part of the discussion. You know, coming out, he's now practicing. He's not playing. I mean, he's not.
They would be the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life, honestly.
I know, exactly.
Especially with that offensive line that they have on there. But exactly. Again, we got off topic there, exactly. I know. But the key thing is that the Packers, ironically, are two games better than the Jets right now.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that? I know it wasn't me.
Well.
And I know with the Aaron Rodgers injury, it helps, but...
But even then, yeah. I mean, they should not be that bad. You know, it shows again that if you don't do things right, because again, and I remember, who was it? Was it Peyton who said about the Jets winning the offseason? I mean, it's like they did, but it means nothing. It means nothing unless, because all they're doing is throwing darts at the board.
Yep.
Hoping to hit the 20 or hit the bullseye or whatever it may be.
Yeah. There's no plan.
No plan at all. Badgers, New Year's Day, shocker. And the thing is, beware what you get, because that's not going to be, that LSU team's a very talented team, depending on who plays, of course.
Even their bench is going to be more talented, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I mean.
I have a hard time seeing the Badgers stay within 14 points of LSU, and that's on a good day. It could be even worse.
Do you see him, if he wins the Heisman, you think that he's going to not go to pro?
Of course not. I mean, I mean, even with the backup, I think, like you said.
Correct.
And remember, what it was LSU that played Purdue last season and just whipped them. So they've shown that they kind of like playing in the bowl game.
And Wisconsin's losing guys for the transfer portal. That's not going to be even the same team that we saw at the end of the year. They're missing three guys from their starting offensive group that aren't going to be there.
Well,
and they struggle.
Offensive group.
That's what I'm saying. So how bad is the backups going to be?
Who would you play a quarterback? Would you play, I mean, the senior, or would you look to the future?
You know the guy I want to see out there, and I know you're going to say...
Because you saw him practice. I remember you in the offseason, when you went down there during training camp, and you were saying, this guy looked fantastic.
Well, he looks like an athletic,
what's the
crazy
name again?
Evers.
Oh, Evers, Nick Evers,
I mean, he was so athletic and we never saw him, and I don't know what the cause was. I mean, obviously he was highly recruited because he went to a big time school. Yeah. It wasn't like he wasn't. Because he's a freshman too. So that means Locke is going to be the guy that's going to be there. So is this kid ever going to get a chance? You know, throw somebody like that out there, because you're going to need to be athletic. I'm going to tell you this right now. You're going to have to be running with those guys, with that defense that's coming at you. You're going to have to be able to be mobile in that. And that's probably why you wouldn't play Locke. That would be my opinion.
Exactly right. Badger and Marquette, real quickly. Again, we touched on it last Saturday. I said this to you. I said, I don't know why Marquette never seems like they focus on the Badgers. I mean, it just feels like the Badgers want it more every year. Marquette never looks like they do against other teams. They did not look like the team that played Texas on Saturday. I don't know what the deal is. And we talked about that. I'm a Marquette guy. I like the Badgers every other game, but I still want them to beat Wisconsin because everybody's a Wisconsin Badger fan, and then they can say, we beat Marquette again. It really annoys me that, and when Wojo was the coach, he always said, it's not that big of a deal. It is a big deal. I want to see a focus here to beat Wisconsin one of these times.
Wow, you're mad about that.
I was mad about it because, again, it felt like they didn't show up.
I mean, I would have been concerned if they didn't show up last night. And,
I know.
And they weren't playing.
Well, you sound
good
like
basketball.
Wojo. No.
I'm not saying that. I think because Shaka Smart, I mean, he's from that area. He knows how important that game is. I don't think that's the case
at
all.
Could be the styles. I don't know. Badgers, just, you know, the way they play is tougher. I don't know.
It helped that Max shot 5 for 8 for three-pointers in the first half.
That certainly helps.
I mean, I saw plenty of games this year where he was like 0 for 5 and he never touched a rim. So they shot the ball well. They played well. They did. They had their bigs play well. They played how they need to play, and that's how they beat them, quite frankly. But I'll tell you this right now. We have two good college basketball teams in the state of Wisconsin, so folks, enjoy it.
Well, my hope is they meet deep in the NCAA tournament and Marquette finally beats them.
Wow. You're really angry about that game.
I am angry because, I mean, they lose this, again, how many years in a row it's been the Badgers over the Marquette Golden Eagles. And again, I should be like you. I should stay off the social media, but those Badger fans are all excited about it.
I'm excited because Wisconsin needed that game. If Marquette needed that game more, if it was vice versa, I would have been cheering more for Marquette than Wisconsin.
That's unlike I'm a true fan, and well, you're just sort of playing the odds there. So it's...
you're sounding like other people that I'm a Wisconsin fan.
I know you are.
Wisconsin
know,
sports,
which is fine. And I know that, and I'm a stickler because I feel pride often when I'm rooting for the teams that maybe a few less people root for. Because here in Wisconsin, obviously, there are a lot more Badger fans than Marquette fans.
Yes,
it's
correct.
It's just the way it is.
It is the way it is.
But so I'm very proud to say, MU, go Marquette.
You know, the funny thing is that I would think that the news stations, for example, are that way too. And but they had the Marquette, Texas highlights on one of the channels last night, first thing. And I'm thinking to myself, see, they're just like me. They like both of them.
There you go. We're going to have to leave it right there. Again, it should be another good weekend. And it's Thursday. We got a little more work to do, but glad you could pop on in. Enjoy. Wish people could see your sweater. What a sweater.
Hey, it's Christmas time. Where's yours? I want to see yours come out.
My Christmas. I wait till the very end before I start shopping and celebrating Christmas.
Chad's all professional all the time. He looks always good out here.
Thank you very much, Paul Micklegg.
Have a good week.
We're going to come back, have our daily history lesson coming up next here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is the 7th day of December of 2023. A lot of sunshine. Boy, it is a beautiful looking morning. I mean, for this time of year, to look out the window and see the sun shining, knowing that the temperature is going to not only get above freezing, but way above freezing before all is said and done today. A lot of sunshine for the rest of the day. High temperature expected around 44 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, 32, and then another warm one tomorrow, partly sunny and a high of 46 degrees. For the weekend, a chance of rain, snow mix on Saturday, a little bit cooler, a high of 37, and then sunny on Sunday and chillier still and a high of 29 degrees. 32 degrees right now in downtown Wausau. And time for our daily history lesson for famous events that occurred on this date, December the 7th. On this date in 1787, Delaware became the first state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. As I mentioned earlier, of course, it is the anniversary of this date in 1941, the attack on Pearl Harbor. The Imperial Japanese Navy attacks the U.S. Pacific Fleet and its defending Army Air Forces and Marine Air Forces at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, causing a declaration of war to Japan by the United States. On this date in 1968, history's most overdue library book, Dr. J. Curry's Febrile Diseases, was returned to the University of Cincinnati Medical Library. It had been checked out 145 years earlier by a Mr. M. Dodd and returned by his great-grandson, Richard Dodd. The fine, estimated at $2,264, was waived.
Oh, boy.
On this date in 1972, Apollo 17, the last Apollo moon mission, was launched. As they left Earth, the crew took the photograph known as the Blue Marble. On this one, I chuckle. This next one, I sometimes I skip some of these. I'm going to say it because it's just so incredibly silly.
Oh, go ahead.
1998, officials of Madame Tussauds Traveling Wax Museum in Sydney, Australia, finally sewed the zipper up on U.S. President Bill Clinton's pants.
Oh, for the love of
because visitors kept unzipping it. That was, of course, that was during the Monica Lewinsky scandal back in the late 1990s.
Oh, come on, people.
That's, yeah,
have
that,
some class.
I know, that was silly. On this date in 2020, Coca-Cola was named the world's number one plastic polluter in Break Free from Plastics annual brand audit. And 1 year ago today, Time magazine announced that its 2022 Person of the Year is Ukrainian President Zelensky. And of course, earlier this week, did you hear who Time magazine named as the Person of the Year this year?
No, I did not.
Taylor Swift.
Really?
So Taylor Swift was named Person of the Year for this year. So
congratulations, Taylor.
Taking a look at some of the famous folks celebrating birthdays today. Ellen Burstyn, outstanding actress, is 91 years old today. Singer-songwriter Tom Waits, 74 years old today. NBA legend Larry Bird. I can't believe he's this age because I grew up watching Larry Bird give heartbreak to the Milwaukee Bucks in the playoffs back in the 1980s. But Larry Bird turning 67 years old today. Ed Hall, he was the original announcer for The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, turning 65 years old today. Actor C. Thomas Howell from Red Dawn, Soul Man, I think he was also in The Outsiders, is 57 years old today. Actor Jennifer Carpenter of Limitless and Dexter is 44. Jack Huston of Boardwalk Empire is 41. Nicholas Holt of the X-Men movies is 34. Singer Lord turns 27 years old today. Oh, to be 27 again. For me, I'm thinking...
She's only 2 years younger than me.
I know. Oh, to be 29 again, I think, you know. Some events being acknowledged today. Chanukah begins at nightfall tonight. Civil Aviation Day. Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. And again, take a moment. Remember, because such a tragic event in our country's history.
Absolutely.
Led to 4 years of war in the early 1940s. And again, I remember hearing stories about my grandfather being away, being off in the Far East for multiple years, like 3-4 years. I mean, just amazing, the big chunk of a young person's life. So remember Pearl Harbor today. It is Letter Writing Day and Cotton Candy Day. I would think that would be in the summer during fair time. That's when most people, I think, around here have the cotton candy, right?
During the summer? I do like cotton candy. But it is more of a summertime
thing. Does it? Do you feel the teeth rotting, though, when you have the cotton candy? I mean, it's all just sugar. I mean, you have the cotton candy.
I don't feel
the
rotting, but I do feel it getting stuck in my teeth.
But that feeling in your mouth. I mean, there is a feeling when you have cotton candy, and that just feels like to me.
There is a little bit of a sizzle in there.
Yeah,
like it's
basically going through your teeth.
The same way you eat Pop Rocks.
Exactly. So those are a few of the special events being acknowledged today. And it's time again for the quiz of Ian. You know, we're going to quiz Ian because it's our number for the day.
Okay.
All right. This is an interesting one. Number one, it is the number 1.2 million. 1,200,000.
Okay.
And this this surprises me. It is a dollar amount. I'll give you that hint. Dollar amount, and it's... I don't know what else I could give a hint towards, but it's a dollar amount.
Okay, well, I'm going to guess, is that the amount of dollar bills that have been printed, I'm guessing, in the last year?
That's actually an interesting guess, but no, it is not. One of these days, you'll get it exactly right. But,
okay.
You know, this one is, again, I think this number is a little high. That is the amount of money that more than half of Americans say would be enough for them to buy happiness. I don't know why 1.2 million would be that magical number. I need really? A lot less than that.
You heard the saying that money can't buy happiness, right. People?
Yeah. I mean, okay, for you, what amount would buy you happiness?
Honestly, $1,000.
I agree. If I got when you get a tax refund, I'm darn happy. Whatever, yeah, maybe a few $100, you know?
Absolutely.
Well, that's going to wrap things up here today. Thanks to Pat Kreitlow for joining us, Paul Micklick as well. Coming up from 10 until noon, it is As Goes Wisconsin. Ian, have a great day.
You too, Chad. Happy Thursday, everyone.
And everybody, have a great day. And join us again tomorrow from 8 until 10 here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.